some of us believe that being a refugee means that you cannot achieve anything. So that's not true. A refugee, it's like any other person. So they need to commit themselves, compete with others, so that they achieve their dreams.
As the late Nelson Mandela once said, education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world. And just as children in Kenya have a right to education, refugee children in Kenya are no exception. The Oxford Dictionary defines a refugee as an individual who leaves their country due to the ramifications of war, conflict, persecutions, and violence that they have faced within their home country. On the 20th of June, the world marked World Refugee Day with the theme "Together We Heal, Learn, and Shine." The day is an opportunity for everyone to experience, understand, and celebrate the rich diversity of the communities of refugees. Kenya hosts one of the largest refugee populations in Africa. It hosts over 495,000 refugees and asylum seekers, including more than 265,000 from Somalia and close to 122,000 from South Sudan, some 45,000 from the Democratic Republic of Congo, and 29,000 from Ethiopia. According to the United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR, among the refugee population in Kenya, over half are children of school age, that is 4 to 18 years. The majority of refugee and asylum-seeking learners are enrolled in pre-primary, primary and secondary schools and tertiary institutions located in Dadaab and Kakuma refugee camps and Kalobeyei settlement in the country. Only a third of the refugees have access to secondary education in Kenya, and less than one-sixth have access to tertiary education, including technical and vocational education and training. Despite all the challenges the children face at the refugee camps, there are success stories. 18-year-old Rhett Kwol from South Sudan, who studied at Kadugli Primary School at the Kakuma refugee camp, scored 408 marks in the 2020 KCPE examinations to emerge the top student in Turkana West constituency.
It was very exciting. I couldn't even imagine that I was the best candidate, not only in my school, but in the entire Turkana West. I had known that I would perform. I did not expect to be the leading. Since of the challenges that we are having, this corona has affected us.
Red says there are a myriad of challenges he had to overcome to score the marks he did.
During the time we were preparing for the KCP, there were so many challenges, one of them being lack of adequate textbooks for revision. But fortunately, the Elder Vriab, which is the agency which is in charge of education here in Kakuma, provided us with the textbook. So that was that challenge was now was no longer there. So the other issue was that the classes were very congested and learning became very tough for us. When the teacher was in class and you're seated behind, you might not get what he or she is teaching.
He also will have to get funding so he can join a secondary school of his choice.
Actually, I have not been admitted to any school. I would love to be taken to Stare, and if that is not possible, I would love to join Alliance. I applied for Wings to Fly scholarship. It's from the Equity Bank, and I went for the interview a few days ago, and they told me that they'll give me back.
The case is no different with 15-year-old Agwet Bior, who scored 376 marks.
My name is Agwet Bior Kongo, and I'm 15. Mm-hmm. I'm 15 years old, and I came to Kenya in 2013, December. That's when I came to the refugee camp.
Limited access to Kenyan secondary schools and few scholarship opportunities continue to pose a challenge to young refugees, with the two peoples hoping to get funding so they can join secondary schools of their choice.
I've not yet looked for a school, mm-hmm. because I have no one to support me financially, so I'm waiting for... Sometimes the organizations that fund the refugees here provide some scholarships, and those scholarships sometimes have been failing. I don't know why. Maybe if I get a scholarship for 370, I'll try to apply for it. But in case it fails again, then maybe I would stay at home.
Daniel Ding, a teacher at the Kadugli Primary School, called on the government and its partners to look into the issue of lack of resources and the big number of pupils at the school.
Most of the children here, are lacking books. You can even see one learner that's almost one book is being shared by almost 5 learners. We have shortage of books in the school. Number 2, you know, most of the children, they cannot manage to get those good marks. But at least if you get some learners getting all those good marks, so you can expect maybe good life at the end. We used to give a lot of encouraging work to the learners.
On completion of his studies, Rach wants to be a medical doctor so he can help save lives.
I would love to be a medical doctor, since I believe if I become this person, I'll be in a better position to give back to the society. I'll be able to treat, I'll be able to build hospitals, especially where I come from. People are dying of diseases which could be easily cured, and this is a major problem. And I believe if I become this person, I'll prevent such premature death in our areas and in the other parts of the world.
As Rach saves lives, Agwet wants to traverse the world.
A pilot. I'm just inspired by the adventures of a pilot, so I love that job because to me it's so interesting.
They have called on other children at the camp to strive to achieve their dreams.
I love to encourage them not to give up. Some of us believe that being a refugee means that you cannot achieve anything. So that's not true. A refugee, it's like any other person. So they need to commit themselves, compete with others so that they achieve their dreams. And they should always put God first and work very hard in order to achieve what they desire in life.
I would like to advise them to work hard and smart, and also to watch out, because over here peer pressure is really a problem.
This feature has been brought to you by Radio Waumini in collaboration with the Kenya Community Media Network. My name is Violet Nyabonyi.